Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing clear skies. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu faces delicate talks with Trump on Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, Iran warns that Britain will become a legitimate target if it supports the U.S., Israel Hayom reported 3 hours ago. Also this hour, curbing escalation as the entry of Palestinian workers to West Bank settlements is banned, based on Israel Hayom's report from earlier today. Separately, a major U.S. attack on Iran is only delayed, not cancelled, as I-24 News shared from earlier today. And finally, a woman has been charged over an alleged slur at the Bondi massacre site, as reported by the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that an Israeli airstrike killed the head of the Hamas-led police force in northern Gaza. Ynet Global posted earlier today about U.S. sanctions on a London-based Muslim Brotherhood leader for alleged Hamas funding. Open source intel shared 44 minutes ago that the U.S. welcomes Venezuela's withdrawal from the ICC, citing issues of overreach and bias. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's discussions with Trump. According to Ynet, Netanyahu is set to present intelligence on Iran's rebuilding efforts. He will argue against Saudi uranium enrichment and F-35 sales to Turkey. These discussions come amid heightened regional tensions with implications for regional stability. Turning to the situation with Iran, Israel Hayom reports Iran has issued a stark warning to Britain over potential support for the U.S. Expectations of a significant American strike led to heightened tensions, but such action did not occur. This warning raises concerns of further escalation in the region. Meanwhile, according to Israel Hayom, the ban on Palestinian workers entering West Bank settlements follows recent security incidents. The Central Command Chief announced this preventive measure. This move aims to reduce tensions and prevent further incidents. Also, I-24 News highlights the uncertain future of U.S.-Iran relations. A major attack on Iran has been delayed, not cancelled, according to sources. This delay maintains a fragile peace, but keeps military options on the table. Finally, the Australian Jewish News reports an incident at the Bondi Massacre Memorial Site. A 67-year-old woman faces charges after allegedly using anti-Semitic language. This highlights ongoing tensions and sensitivities in global Jewish communities. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that AI agents need jobs, not just tasks. As these agents evolve, trust will depend on clear responsibilities and boundaries. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that an Israeli bank plans to part with dozens of senior employees. The bank has launched a voluntary retirement program with increased compensation. And finally, Walla Business shares that Guy Bar-Lev will be appointed CEO of Israel Aerospace Industries. Bar-Lev's experience in the missile and space division is seen as a strategic asset. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.